Hello, welcome to the Intersection Podcast. Today we're going to be going over step 10. Welcome to the Intersection Podcast. My name is Dr. Robert Grand, and today we're going to be discussing step 10, which is we continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. So in the life recovery process, we need to take responsibility, which will result in security. That's one of the overarching laws of the life recovery program. So when we continue to take personal inventory, we're maintaining a good spiritual condition. This is not like a one and done type situation. This is a step that all of us need to do. We need to examine our behavior, our thoughts, our reactions, our emotions in life all the time. We need to monitor our behavior. So this is not something we can just go through and then stop doing it. This is absolutely critical to our future success in any type of life recovery situation. Any type of problem creates a situation where we need to constantly monitor our behavior and situations. So being a follower of Christ requires a great deal of humility. Practicing humility requires an admission of our shortcomings and turning away from these things that diminish our ability to serve God and others. Often we are guilty of being self-centered and selfish at some level. And so when we retire at nighttime, before we hit the pillow, we need to ask God to show us where we've been selfish, self-centered, or dishonest. This is how we grow vertically in our relationship with Christ and then horizontally with those across from us in our human relationships. So in addictions, having cleared away the wreckage of the past, we can now cement a new way of life into place by admitting when we are wrong immediately. We should not wait. We should try to apologize, to make things right with another person as soon as we realize what's going on. That's why it's so valuable that we do this on a nightly basis before our head hits the pillow. It's a great time to pray and ask for remembrance of these things that have happened throughout the day. So also in codependency, continuing to take personal inventory. For those recovering from codependency, it requires our full cooperation with Christ. We need to take our relationship seriously and admit where we've gone wrong in situations, especially with spouses and loved ones and other family members. Because of the close quarters and the intimacy involved in those relationships, there's going to be a lot of interactions that may not go exactly right. Well, this is where the 10th step comes in. We realize where we've had a misstep, and we attempt to apologize and right the wrong in the situation, and in trauma as well. Learning to live under the grace of God requires that we live in harmony with our fellows. We can't keep blocking other people out. The isolation and avoidance of pain causes people to withdraw or explode when in conflict. And we can't do this. We have to be assertive rather than reactive. That requires a constant dialogue with other people to discuss things, to apologize, to air out things with family members and close friends and things of this nature. So this step helps us to continue to monitor our responses and interactions when we fall back into old behaviors. We should promptly admit it and correct the problem. Always, we need to do this on a daily basis. By doing so, We're going to invite more love and grace into our lives. God's going to bless us for doing this. Our relationships will go so much more smoothly, and it'll be such a healthier environment for relationships to thrive. This is exactly what's needed to continue to heal from the inside out. This change of heart requires risk, but the reward will be a greater connection and joy with Christ and others. So I pray that this has been helpful to you, and may God keep you and bless you until next time. Thank you for joining us on the Intersection Podcast. Next time, we will be going over step 11.